This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us in California. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Glad to be here on another Friday, and let's see how we do on our class today. We're going to be talking about clean energy. And hey, Vince, surprising we got such low ratings last Friday. I was a little taken aback. I thought the topic would have got a lot of interest, but it was crickets. In fact, I
checked
the latest ratings, and we were somewhere on the podcast, somewhere in between the Girl Scout cookie strategy talk and the Dan Quayle show.
Yeah, Dan Quayle. Yeah, former Vice President of the United States. Actually, he makes Biden makes him look good.
That's correct, Vince.
Anyway, I've got a request for Arjun. Arjun, I am so concerned about what's happening in supply chain that I would like to publish a list of almost a couple hundred items. I've got 200 and something items in the list, but some of them are more than just item purchases. They're descriptions. So I'm looking right now. But if you could figure out a way that we could just get this list on the front page of USA Prepares or 5 Minute University or both, I'd like to publish them this weekend so that our class can find the things that they need to buy or consider buying immediately, absolutely immediately, while you can still get it. And I'm looking at, I just bought a circulator pump for our heating system. I have the replacement cartridges for a model that of pump I don't have. So I had to get a whole pump. And I was able to get one in an open box condition for more than I would pay for a, you know, sealed box, pristine condition one 2 years ago. What's happening is the circulator pumps are unavailable. Greg Lesher mentioned that the supply chips, the ships that are, you know, offshore in Panama, they're almost gone, meaning they've gotten through the Panama Canal, and they're not coming. More are not coming because of the lockdown in China. So the supply is shut down, and people don't know it. So if you need it, you ought to get it right now, and I'd like to publish that list of things that I think our class should consider getting. So if you want to check during the weekend at usaprepares.com and 5MinuteUniversity.com. And that's spelled F-I-V-E, 5MinuteUniversity, all one word, .com. I'm going to try to get the list there with Arjun's help. Okay, Bert, as far as the rankings, during the live broadcast when we were talking about second hour last week of unidentified flying objects and our first-hand personal experience, yours and mine in Missouri, it was ranked really, really poorly live. But
yeah,
in rerun, it really zoomed to record or almost record ranking. And I was looking at the rankings of our, what they call a podcast, which podcast is USA Prepares in rerun mode. Our podcasts are now really ranking highly. I'm talking like all day, all night long, you know, for 24 hours after the broadcast, in the top 11 nationally. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Yeah, well, so I think what happens, Vince, is some people talk about what they learned and then tell their buddies or mention it or just want to hear it again, and they go. So that is interesting how our podcast replays have much higher rankings than the live downstreaming.
At times, and that's absolutely correct. And so what we've decided to do, class, is teach more and more how to do things. And it's really catching on. And this thing about UFOs and the lies and how big are the lies, well, they're huge. They're absolutely huge. And anyone who thinks that there's no such thing as UFOs is foolish. Absolutely foolish. Okay, Bert, let's get right into class, please.
Yeah, so first, since an update on the economy and the stock market, since it's been a theme for us. So we have seen a little bit of a turnaround in the stock market, and I don't know if you want to call it a dead cat bounce or a dead, you know, last week when it was up one day, I called it a dead mouse bounce. But what happens is that at extremes is you get so much pessimism and everyone who wanted to sell is sold, and you get to a point where there's nothing left but potential buyers, and I think that's what's happening now. Is this the end of the downturn? I'm not going to make that call, but we have seen a few days of up market. As far as the Cathie Wood stocks, they've rebounded as well, but keep in mind these are stocks that I was warning the class about back in December, January. From their peak in late last year, that fund has fallen 75%. And again, what she had is a fund full of these high-flying tech stocks, many of them with no sales, pie in the sky. Some had sales, but were just grossly overvalued. So even with a slight rebound, those stocks are still down about 72-74% on average. So that's staggering. And some of those stocks are down, you know, 80 or 90%. So we'll see if that's the bottom for her stocks and her fund, and then also for the whole stock market. But there's no question that, you know, we have an inflation problem. And, of course, as we try to cure inflation, we have a growth problem. We still have supply chain problems, as you mentioned. So there aren't too many things going well with the economy right now. But, Vince, I'm an optimist, and I think we'll figure out how to solve these problems. A piece of good news, the boats that were docked at Long Beach, that line has almost dwindled to nothing. So we're getting boats unloaded with goods in Long Beach in Southern California, also in New York and up here in Oakland. So that's improved. Is it because we've gotten our act together, or is it because there's less boats coming over, or, you know, maybe it's a combination of everything? So, you know, I'm still a little optimistic, but we got huge challenges on the supply chain that we got to figure out, as you mentioned. But Vince, I'm wondering if we could actually post on a website where you can, you know, when we do locate supplies, you know, I know you had a pet food problem for your, you know, many dogs you had. They were not getting their normal food delivery. Is there a way we could post where certain items are available, or is that too much of a challenge because it's a regional thing? So you're not going to get someone in Missouri who needs dog food to be able to locate it in Washington State and get it. So I don't know if, but just an idea that maybe we could.
Well, we can certainly try that. And let me tell you, I know some people on the East Coast and near Washington, D.C., in the Commonwealth of Virginia. And what I'm hearing is, you know, we don't have those supply chain issues that y'all talk about. And my response to that is, of course not, because the people in Washington, D.C. won't stand for it. The people who are telling all of us what to do won't stand for shortages. They're demanding that they can get pizza whenever they want it and dog food whenever they want it and those kinds of things. So I think that is the reason. I think it's because the people who live in the Washington, D.C. And surrounding area are the ones who are controlling everything. They are making the decisions. So they're not going to run out like the rest of us. And you mentioned the ports on the California coast.
Yes.
Greg Lesher, just before, mentioned he was in an airplane. He was looking down as he was leaving Panama City. And the ships are not coming. They're not coming. So according to what he told us, the reason that the logjam of ships trying to get unloaded has almost ended is because no more ships are coming. That's what he informed us. So just minutes ago. And he looked down from an airplane. So it wasn't like he was relying on news. This is firsthand. No ships are coming because of the lockdown.
Well, that was the Panama Canal. Part of the problem were the ships coming from China and other Asian countries that produce so much of the goods we use. So I think those are the boats we typically see in Oakland, and that situation seems to be improving.
Anyway. Improving in terms of less or fewer ships, but not improving in terms of goods, because what we're finding out is that there's fewer goods available for purchase. And what I reported during the first hour was I checked the internet for circulator pumps for heating systems. And it is almost impossible to get a brand new circulator pump. People are now selling used ones, and that's what's popular. Well, more popular than new ones. What I'm saying is used circulator pumps for hydronic heating systems are selling at the price of brand new ones years ago. And if you can get a new one, it's 2x, maybe even 3x in price what it was 2 years ago. So this thing about inflation being 4-point-something, 5-point-something, 6-point-something percent is crazy, and it's wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah.
For things that you need to buy, it's wrong. Gasoline is 100%. Or more inflation. Diesel's more than 100%.
Yeah.
So 4-point-something percent is a lie. Back to you.
Yeah. No, that's true. You know, you mentioned circulator pumps. It kind of reminds me of a year ago, we had used cars selling for more than new cars because, you know, the new car companies had shut down production. And you could actually sell your used car for more than you paid for it. It was pretty, you know, that sort of corrected itself a little bit now, but that was amazing. In fact, I have a couple of cars. I was offered to have my lease bought out because Ford wanted my car to sell to somebody. You know, the funny thing is I got it a year before that for almost nothing because they were practically giving them away. So it's crazy the way the economy works. But you know what? At least it's a free market, sort of. So that, you know, prices can adjust high or low depending on supply and demand, because that's the only way to really correct things is to have something go out of whack, and then it creates a demand or in the other direction, an excess supply, and then those market forces seem to correct itself. But anyway, Vince, we're going to talk about renewable energy, so and where we stand and pluses and minuses. Vince, just throw out there for the class, can you guess what percent of U.S. power is renewable? And we can answer it after the break if you want.
Yeah, class, think about that.
Yeah,
I think you're going to be really disappointed. You're going to be really disappointed.
Okay.
You're really disappointed when you find out how much power is being generated by renewable sources. And what is renewable?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the question Bert asked is, what percentage of energy, and I guess he's assuming in the United States, is generated by renewable sources? Whatever the number is claimed to be, I don't believe it. Bert, what's the number?
Well, and first of all, when I said energy, I was actually talking about electricity. So we have to separate between energy and electricity. So it's a different number. But if we talk about the electric power sector, renewables altogether, everything, 21%. Growing. Last year it was 20%, but that's it. Now, if we talk about actual energy, so, you know, furnaces and steel mills and, transportation, everything outside of electricity, then it's about half that. Renewable, we're at 20% of our, 21% of our electricity. And Vince, do you want the background on, you know, where we, you know, for instance, I think you can probably guess what number two is for electricity generation. That's natural gas.
Yeah. Go ahead. Please flesh it out. But, you know, as I mentioned, your numbers, I guess you got that from sources on the internet, 21%. I don't believe it. I'm not doubting
energy. Energy Administration. So we basically, and what's in that renewable? Let's say it's wind, hydro, solar, biomass, which is pretty tiny, geothermal, even tinier. So and out of those, believe it or not, you know, everyone thinks solar would be like number three, something like that. Well, solar's just looking at the renewables, wind obviously number one at about 10% of that 21%. Hydro, 6%. Solar, only 3%, Vince. I would have thought that would be higher. Only 3%. Biomass, 1.5%. Geothermal, 0.5%. So way down there. But over one-third of our electricity comes from natural gas. And then coal and nuclear are both about 20%. Coal being the worst, depending on how you feel of nuclear. Some people say nuclear is the worst, but they're at about 20% each in terms of electricity. So wind is the one that's really growing fast. But, Vince, there's a lot of issues with wind, not the least of which is, do you have wind on the farm there at the Finelli Ranch every day?
You know, we considered putting up a wind turbine. We actually have a little one, maybe 700 watts, something like that. It's a tiny one. The problem is the wind doesn't blow all the time. And in order to have that operate, we have to put up a 40-foot tower. It's not cost-effective. Solar panels seem to be the best for us. And by the way, Bert, we are almost at the point where we could be off the grid, completely off the grid. So,
yes, it
can be done. But here's a number. Here's a number that the class needs to think about. When you think about solar panels, class, you know, how much space do they take? Well, 1 square foot, 12 inches by 12 inches, will produce approximately 10 watts. That's not very much. What can you do with 10 watts? You can charge your phone. That's about it. Back to you.
Yeah, so and what you want to have, I don't know if you put those in yet, Vince, is battery to store, because obviously sun doesn't burn too much at night, and you have solar, you know, being intermittent in that respect. Obviously, we just said wind is intermittent, so have you put a battery storage in to, you know, store at night and mm-hmm. you know, because that's an important thing. Unfortunately, there's issues with batteries as well, and we'll get into some of the problems with solar and wind, but you kind of need that backup.
We have a huge, huge battery bank. It is nickel iron batteries. It currently weighs 8,800 pounds. Literally. The footprint is roughly 4 feet by 8 feet. Two stories. Each cell weighs over 100 pounds. There are now 80 cells. 8,800 pounds. And it's 1,000 ampere hours at 48 volts.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott will not attend Friday's National Rifle Association convention and instead make a return trip to Uvalde, Texas, the rural town devastated by an elementary school shooting this week. Abbott will record video remarks that will be shown at the NRA convention in Houston, Texas. The Southern Baptist Convention published a list overnight of hundreds of clergy and other church staff members who have been credibly accused of sexual abuse.
Southern Baptists asked for this. demanded this and put in place for myself as the new president to appoint a task force that ultimately would hire the firm to investigate. And then we had to go through an arduous process of removing all legal barriers so that that investigation would be thorough and complete.
Southern Baptist Convention President Ed Litton on ABC News This Week. USA Radio News.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A meteor storm of 1,000 shooting stars per hour may light up the skies over North America next week. The Tau Herculids meteor shower is scheduled for May 30th and 31st. There's a chance we might pass through the thickest part of the comet fragments that is creating the debris, but NASA cautioned if the comet that spawned the storm has debris traveling slower than 220 miles per hour, then nothing will make it to Earth and there will be no meteors from this comet. Monday's Memorial Day will recognize those that gave all. Jason Mieres on Fox News is the Virginia Attorney General in a state heavily influenced by the military.
Listen, it is something as simple as when you go to the grocery store here in my hometown and you'll see those that have the scars of wars that are amputees and you interact with family friends that their husband has to be deployed for the next 6 to 9 months on a carrier fighting overseas. And so we do come together here in Virginia, and I have a mentor and a friend who's a Marine who made this remark to me one time. He said, listen, if you go to Arlington National Cemetery and you go among those Stars of David's and those crosses, you know, there's not an R or a D next to anyone's name. And so never forget, someone maybe thinks differently than you politically has given the last full measure of devotion to this amazing country. And as we come up on Memorial Day, I think it's so important that we recognize the sacrifices that we have a military fighting force unlike any others.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, Bert, we're talking about renewable energy, and one of the things that we haven't done, which is a crime, is we haven't developed a wing, a horizontal wing, at the shoreline in the ocean, because the tide comes in, it goes out, it comes in, it goes out. You know, the waves come in, that's like endless. And all we have to do is hook up a massive wing that would generate a rotational movement. So this wing would flap back and forth with the waves. It would be under the surface of the water, and it might be 500 feet long. And as it flapped back and forth, it would be attached to a lever, which would be just like a steam engine locomotive. How you can take a reciprocating motion and turn it into a rotating motion. And that rotating motion could be geared to the point where we turn a generator. And it would be it would just work and work and work and work. Kind of like hydropower when there's water. And the reason that's not working so well is because the water isn't dependable. And Lake Mead is drying up, and the hydroelectric dam there is offline. Back to you.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's hope Greenpeace doesn't come out and say that it causes the whales to have bad dreams when they're sleeping by it or something like that. Hey, Vince, you went old school on your batteries, nickel iron. A lot of people don't know that it's a choice for battery backup. They're very robust. They can take punishment. They last a long time. You can overcharge them, and they come back to, you know, they're actually a much more rugged battery than lithium batteries, not to mention less toxic than and less problems. But I don't think you have to worry as much because they last twice as long as lithium batteries. I don't know.
We don't know how long they last.
Yeah.
There's still nickel iron cells running from 1906.
Yeah.
Literally. All you do is exchange electrolyte. Sodium hydroxide, it's a base, it's not an acid. Exchange that and you're back in business like brand new again.
Yeah. Potassium hydroxide, basically. So the positive plate is basically nickel oxide. The negative plate has the iron, and the electrolyte is potassium hydroxide, and they're held together with nickel-plated steel. So, they last forever. I don't think maybe they charge as fast and discharge as fast, but when it's battery backup, you don't really care. You know, maybe for a car they won't be as good, but for home, ranch, farm, it sounds like a great choice, and I think a lot of people aren't aware this technology is out there. And as I said, very, very robust battery technology.
You're right. It's KOH. I misspoke, but yeah, it's KOH. And it's robust. You're absolutely right. It just works and works and works. You have to maintain them, class. You have to add distilled water periodically. And so we probably go through 48 gallons of distilled water a year. And so we're going to make our own. I bought a distiller. Actually, I bought parts. I bought three distillers. Came in a crate of parts and bought on Craigslist. And I'm going to make distilled water, so we won't have to buy that either. That's the plan. The plan is to be independent from pretty much everything. And you can do it too. And so I hope to put this list on the website, usapreparis.com and 5minuteuniversity.com this weekend with Arjun's help. Bert, nothing's looking good. Nothing's looking good.
Well, wasn't it Winston Churchill that said, U.S. will always do the right thing after screwing everything up? They'll always end up doing the right thing. And I'm
Americans, Americans.
Like
Americans will always do the right thing after they've tried everything else.
Yeah. So, and he was, a lot of people don't know, I think his mother was American. So he had a lot of ties to this country. We used to have a club out here in Silicon Valley called the Churchill Club, and it was for basically entrepreneurs meeting, discussing business ideas, and it kind of gave its tip of the hat to old Winston for being an entrepreneur. Even though he worked in government, he always liked new ideas, and that's the sign of an entrepreneur, and he was willing to rethink things and, you know, make friends where he had to in order to get things done, and he was a great leader since at the time. Probably underrated because people think of the other world leaders during the 40s and Winston Churchill, though, was a great man. Anyway, back to clean energy, Vince. So wind growing way up there, but unfortunately we can't show class, but I posted a picture on the notes for today's class, and there's a picture. And, Vince, it's a huge field, and tell the class what it's filled up with. This is basically a pit in the ground with tractors digging this pit. And guess what's being dumped in the pit? Endlessly.
Class, this looks like a Midwestern field that you would plant crops in. And in this picture, you'll see these white things that look like cigarette butts. They are cut into three sections. They're really long. They are the turbine blades that are made out of fiberglass and composite materials. And when they fail, they're not recyclable at all. So we do what any corrupt country would do. We cut them up into thirds because they're about 150 feet long each. And then we take a bulldozer and we bury them. This is like a mass grave for wind turbine blades. And they're laid side to side to side to side to side like cordwood. And they're covered up with what looks like topsoil. They will never decompose. And after we destroy our society, our civilization, humanity, and hundreds of thousands of years later, and these things are dug up, people say, what a bunch of morons. Look what they were doing. They trashed the only place they had to live, they trashed it. Wind energy is beyond stupid, in my opinion, because the life expectancy of those massive, massive turbines, about 15 years, 1.5. Bert, is that wrong?
I don't have the exact time, the exact data for what the life is, but you're right. And about the, for whatever reason, they can't figure out how to recycle these. It seems like you could chop them up. I mean, fiberglass, can't we chop that up? I don't know if you can burn it, but yep, we're creating these mass pits and putting them there for our grandchildren to deal with in 100 years when they decide they want to reclaim the land for something other than a turbine blade landfill. So
that's what we do. We put it out of sight, and the generally dumb public doesn't even know about it. So they think these wind turbines are just doing great. And they're just woof, 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 as they make this vibration in the air. It kills the birds. And you know, we might say that, they're just birds. They're part of the ecosystem. They really are. And we can't just kill them. Who are we to kill them? Why? Because we think we were here first? We weren't here first. They were here too. And class, if you could see this graveyard of these massive blades, whoever authorized this should be shot. Whoever authorized the deployment of these wind turbines, knowing that these blades would fail, should be shot. Everybody involved at the highest levels of this massive pollution event should be shot for ecocide. Now, I'm not saying go out and kill people, but I'm trying to make a point. These people get away scot-free with destroying our planet. I'll see if I can post this picture, Bert.
Yeah.
I'll need the source. I'll need the source. If you can email that, I'd appreciate it. But is this disgusting or beyond disgusting? We're using valuable diesel fuel to bury these non-biodegradable wind turbine blades that have been cut into three pieces. It doesn't work. Wind doesn't work on a large scale. The maintenance costs are too high. There's gearboxes. It's not like these things just work forever. They have a real short life expectancy, shorter than an airplane. And they're hard to fix. And they're dependent on the wind. Now, the ocean, that makes a lot of sense to me, what I talked about. That vein or that wing in the ocean, that makes a lot of sense to me. But the wind turbines, no.
Well, Vince, when we come back from our next break, I'm going to talk about something even worse than windmills and wind turbines. and this is unbelievable. At first, I thought this was a joke, but it's not, April. A research report has been posted about the U.S. Navy doing research into wireless power on a huge scale. And, well, let's get into it, and we'll carry it back when the break is over. But basically, they're doing research into putting huge solar panels in space and then microwaving the beams wherever you want the energy. And we talked before about wireless power, how it wasn't feasible to charge your iPhone and the dangers of it. And, you know, that was on a small level. That was, you know, the idea there was you could walk into a room and have your iPhone in your pocket and it would charge wirelessly. And we talked to class about how dangerous that was. And luckily, that's never been approved for anything other than, you know, very micro power. But Vince, the U.S. Navy is doing research, and don't ask me why this is a Navy, because we're talking about space, but, you know, the Navy has missiles and rockets, too. But they're looking at beaming huge beams at 10 gigahertz frequency band. So that's up in, you know, middle of the microwave region. And the idea is to send power to wherever you need it through these narrow microwave beams, which I guess presumably would be all over the sky at some point. And the article that talks about it says it's a game changer for green energy. So how is this green? I don't think it's too green for a bird that happens to fly through it, or God forbid, an airliner that gets trapped in it. And
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a great idea, Bert. I'm all for it. I think the antennae should be in Washington, D.C. Let's put them there. Let's put the antenna right in Washington, D.C. Make sure everybody has all the clean energy, the green energy they could possibly want from the sun, from the sky.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
My blood is boiling. I'm not kidding. Bert, do you want to flesh this out, or do you want me to make some comments?
Go ahead. Make some comments, okay. And I'll give you some more. As I said, I thought this was an April Fool's joke, but let's hear your views, Vince. I guess you don't like it.
Absolutely not. So I mentioned that one square foot of solar panels can produce 10 watts, roughly, in full sun. You know, maybe 5 hours a day in full, bright, no cloud sun. 10 watts, enough to charge a phone. Well, the Navy has got this concept where they're using pizza box size solar panels. That'd be roughly 18 inches by 18 inches, or 324 square inches. The square foot is 144 square inches. So this is, each one of these little panels that the Navy's experimenting with is 2.5 times the size, the real estate of a 1 square foot solar panel. So it produced 2.25 times the amount of current, allegedly. But it'd do a little better because of the atmosphere not blocking the solar panels, because these would be in space. But we'd lose energy on the transmission downward. So you could power with a pizza box one. It's claimed that you could power an iPad, which is exactly what I said, with the 12 by 12 powering charging a cell phone. So what I said was right. But here's the point. The Navy is saying that one day this technology could be scaled to create a network of these panels, and it could generate enough power to electrify a whole city. That's not the point. The point is, this is a weapon. So if we got a problem with some country that's not behaving the way we want them to behave, we just position these solar panels and beam that microwave radiation down and just cook them.
Yeah, you don't put a receptor antenna. The energy itself is a weapon, and you don't need an antenna to receive it. Microwave energy is harmful at these levels.
And we've all experimented with a magnifying glass in the sun as children, and taking a dried out leaf, a brown leaf that fell off a tree. You take the magnifying glass and you position it just right, aim it at the sun at the right focal point, and you get all that light in just a pinpoint of space, and it just starts that leaf on fire in that one spot. That's what we're talking about. That's it.
Yeah.
So
kind of
this is
scary,
a weapon.
I mean, think about if you're you didn't get your vaccine and you're supposed to be quarantined, and you decide to walk down the street and the weapon in space tracks you and gives you a warning shot, and if you keep walking, gives you, well, a worse shot. So it's scary on so many levels. You know, they claim it's safe for animals because it'll detect a bird that goes through and shut down the beam. Well, it seems to me that if it detects the bird, it's probably already too late for the bird. And because the poor guy, the poor bird's going to keep going on its path. And I don't think it's so safe, because how on earth do you detect something until it's too late when it's already in the path? But think about airliners, you know, weather balloons, you know, just everything. You know, a good thing of the future is we might have personal aircraft like the Jetsons, and we're already experimenting. So the sky's going to be filled up with drones and people commuting to work on their little mini airplanes. So I just, on so many levels, this doesn't make sense. So I have no idea why the Navy is researching on this. There is a little bit of cooperation with the Army, though, because apparently the Navy researchers did this at the Army Research Field in Blossom Point, Maryland. So a little bit of cooperation there between the armed forces. But, man, this is such a bad idea. I can't believe our government dollars are being spent on something so scary on so many levels.
Bert, the only reason the Army would cooperate, the Army's not interested in powering cities. The Army blows things up, and so does the Navy, and so does the Air Force. That's what they do. This is a weapon. That's why they're collaborating. And I'm sure the CIA and the NSA is interested in joining them as well. See that guy over there? I don't think his temperature's high enough. Let's warm him up a little bit. I think that's where this is going on a small scale. On a big scale, see that city over there? They're not too nice to us. I don't think they like the fact that we're stealing their rare earth minerals. Let's cook them. I think that's where this is going.
Yeah.
No doubt in my mind. I'm trying to be polite. No doubt in my mind. This is beyond scary. And no one has a right to do this. No one.
Well, if you don't like it, you can contact U.S. Naval Research Laboratory.
Yeah, and they'll say, see that roof over there? See that roof over there? Let's see if it can withstand 250 degrees.
Vince, I have a phone number. Do you want it?
No. No, I'm already on the
communications.
I'm already on the list. Do you think they want to hear from me? Do you think
no.
they want to hear somebody say,
no.
What are you guys doing? Have you lost your minds?
And you might find some microwave energy over the farm.
That's exactly what I meant by see that roof over there. Yep. We'll have dead cows everywhere. Bert, thanks so much.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.